I'm Adolfo Pirelli, the king of the barbers, the barber of kings. Hey, buongiorno, good day. I blow you a kiss. And I, the so famous Pirelli, I wish I don't know who has the nerve to say my elixir is peace. Who says this?
I do. I'm Mr. Sweeney Todd of Fleet Street. I have opened a bottle of Pirelli's elixir, and I say to you that it is nothing but an errant fraud concocted from piss and ink. And furthermore, Signor, I have serviced no kings. Yet I wager that I can shave a cheek with 10 times more dexterity than any street mountebank.
You hear this foolish man? Now, please, you will see how you will regret the years of folly.
Who's for a free shave?
Will Beadle Bamford be the judge?
Glad, as always, to oblige my friends and neighbours. The fastest, smoothest shave is the winner.
Now, signorini, signori, we mix at the lather, but first you gather around, signorini, signori, you look in a man who have had the glory to share with the Pope, Mr. Sweeney. Whoever, I beg your pardon, you'll probably say it was only a cardinal. Nope! It was the Pope! To shave the face, to cut the hair, required a grace, required a flair. For if you slip, you nick the skin, you clip the chin, you rip the lip a bit beyond a repair. To shave the face, or even a part, without it a sword, required the heart, not just the flesh. It take a panache, it take the passion for the art. To shave the face, to trim the beard, to make the bristle clean like a whistle. This is from early infancy the talent give to me, by God. He take the skill, he take the brains, he take the will. To take the pains, he take the pace, he take the